I watched it last night after dinner because Thursday night before David's Friday night.
David comments. Yeah, Selena Gomez is randomly in it. Isn't that weird? When I saw her, I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, is she going to be like, be in it? And then she just kind of went away. I'm like, okay. It was weird.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host Samantha, and I am joined as always by Sunny with some clouds in the sky.
It's actually extremely hot here.
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees outside, and I need to go sweep the pool again after this because our fucking filter isn't sucking up the dirt. It's pushing the dirt away, so I gotta make that bitch eat the dirt.
Sweep the pool.
Yeah.
Like, when you said that, I was like, with like a broom? Sweep the water off the top?
No, you use a broom to push the dirt down to the filter.
Oh, yeah.
You working class.
Well, every time you introduce me, we should go by like the forecast of the day. So I'll look on AccuWeather right now. So today I am partly sunny.
Okay. So I'm joined by my co-host, Partly Sunny.
Hello. If you didn't already notice, I'm here now. Hello. Yeah. Yes.
So it's Friday. We're slowly getting back on track with a normal recording and release schedule. How was your week?
You know what? My week was pretty good. I worked a lot, and then I feel like I didn't get a lot done. At all. So, but actually we've been on this like really intense workout schedule that we just started to try. Like, instead of just doing 30 minutes at the gym, we're doing like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's probably what I've been doing. I was like, what's taking up that like hour that it's like, it's just working out more like intensively to get ready for Utah.
Yeah. So I need to get back into working out. David and I are working out together now that he's on day shift. So taking it slow while he assimilates to normal living hours again.
Yeah.
Like maybe 2.5 to 3 miles a day, and then that's it. But I want to start getting weightlifting back into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So now I'm just like always like moderately sore every day.
No, but that's good.
It is good. It's really cool.
Just make sure you're not like pushing it when you're super sore. Cause
yeah, I know. I won't do that.
That shit's not good for you.
I know. I don't want to hurt myself. I'll be mindful of my body. If it hurts, that means my body is saying no. So I should probably stop. That's what you learn in yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push too hard. Just do what your body tells you.
Exactly. Because it is a form of self-harm if you continue pushing yourself when you know you're injured.
Yes. Yes, it is. I won't do that.
So, Stormy, one of our main side hustles apart from this podcast is a travel blog, is it not?
It is. Postcard Press.
You know what we don't talk about a lot on our travel blog?
Earthquakes?
Exactly. What to do when you're stuck in a natural disaster.
Jesus, that's like actually a fantastic thing to write about, because one of the realistic things that I wrote in my notes was being in the middle of a natural disaster while you were abroad, and I didn't consider that could possibly be a great topic to write about for Postcard Press, because it could happen, because it happened to Eli. Eli, my buddy.
We're on a first name basis with Eli Roth. No big deal. So anyway, from Wikipedia, Aftershock is a Chilean-American horror movie starring Eli Roth. The movie was written by Nicholas Lopez, Eli Roth, and Guillermo Amoedo. I'm super white. I'm sorry. The film was directed by Nicholas Lopez. However, it does have Eli Roth's signature all over it.
Yes, it does. Almost like, yeah. It does, because his signature is what go stupid Americans going abroad to have a good time, but then like bad shit happens to them.
Yeah.
Just the, they're stupid.
Just the gory, goofy horror film is what I consider his signature. Yeah. Aftershock is based on true events from the 8.8 earthquake that hit Chile in 2012 and filmed in several areas that received damage during that incident. Upon release, the movie originally had an NC-17 rating, so it had to be edited down to get an R. The movie received mixed reviews, earning it a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See, I wouldn't say it's like that bad.
No, I guarantee the scenes that they had to edit out to get it down to an R were the rape scenes. Because trigger warning, this movie does have two rape scenes in it.
Double rape.
And it's just, they're kind of just like whatever, too. So it's almost like implied.
Yeah, which I respect that they didn't actually show it because, you know, that doesn't need to be shown on camera unless...
Exactly. It could have been a whole lot worse.
Like, the way the, I can't remember the name, the sisters, the ones who directed American Mary, they...
Oh, yeah.
There's a rape scene in that movie that's well shot because it's not, like, sexualalizing it.
It's been such a long time since I watched American Mary because it used to be on Netflix. I don't even know if it's on there anymore.
It's not.
Shit. It was so good, though, when I watched it.
It might be. And if it is, we'll be coming across it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, there is a rape scene in that. Yeah, there is. Because
that's what triggers her. That's what triggers her whole thing.
Yep. She's fantastic, though. The actress. But,
Ginger Snap.
Yeah, that movie's fucking wild.
So, all in all, I did like this movie.
Yeah, me too. Because you know what? At this point, here's how I can tell if I like it or don't like it. I didn't have to like. Well, usually when I start a movie, I'm also doing a couple things on my laptop. But whenever I was watching this, I watched it instead of did the stuff on my laptop. So that's how I know that it actually like entertained me.
Same.
It wasn't like a you know, Oscar-worthy film, but it was entertaining enough that I kept watching the screen.
It was your basic Eli Roth horror movie where you know you're not going to get anything too deep, but it's going to be pretty fun along the way.
Yeah, it was. It was really fun.
So to get into it, let's start, as always, with characters and acting. Okay. So Eli Roth as an actor, not as a director. Always
He's pretty okay.
Yeah, he was playing the world. He was playing the world's whitest dad, so that's not super difficult.
Polo dad in the club. One of my things I said was like really into Polo Eli right now.
Yeah, he was cute.
Yeah, he was cute in this movie.
And his khakis.
Yeah, his khakis. And then at one point he had like a button down white shirt and like a jeans and a belt.
He was absolutely playing the whitest dad in the world.
It was so bizarre that he had like a daughter.
Does he have kids in real life? Because
I don't.
His wife was also in this movie, which was interesting that she wasn't like his love interest or anything.
Yeah, but then I was also like pretty glad that she wasn't because that would have been a total cop out because it's too easy. So I'm glad she was with the other guy.
Yeah, and she looks so effing young. It's weird.
Right? How old is she?
I don't know. I was about to look that up.
I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, I'm looking it up. EPFO. Roth's wife. All right.
Lorenza Izzo.
She's 28.
She's Chilean too? Dang. She's 28?
Yeah, he's 46, so.
What? He's 46?
Yeah.
Well, he looks pretty young too, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He kind of looks like the same. He doesn't look like he ages at all.
Yeah. He works with, he's so cute. He seems to work with Quentin Tarantino a lot.
He does work a lot with Quentin Tarantino. I think they're buds.
Oh, shit. That's right. Eli Roth is doing The House with Clocks in its Wall, with the clock in its walls.
Yeah, shit. He is doing that. I just remember that he is.
I've only seen the trailer once for this, but that I would never pin that on Eli Roth. It looks very off-brand for him.
Yeah, because isn't that kind of like a family movie?
It looks more like a family horror fantasy movie. Yeah, it's only rated PG. So that's
PG-13.
PG.
Oh, PG.
PG.
Whoa.
It's a family fantasy horror movie. So that should be interesting. It's got a decent cast in it. It's got a Kate Blanchett, Jack Black, Kyle MacLachlan.
Who the fuck is Kyle MacLachlan?
Oh, and look, it's got a Lorenza Izzo in it because now he's taking the Tim Burton route and
Shit. Yeah, Kyle MacLachlan is in that movie. Okay, well, I would see it just because of that.
No.
Because I love Twin Peaks.
Right. No, it looks like a really pretty movie. It's just going to be weird watching an Eli Roth movie that's intended for families that's not the Cabin Fever family cut.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched the Cabin Fever family edition?
I have not watched the Cabin Fever family edition, just the regular edition.
It's literally just like them driving to the cabin and then it ends.
And driving to the cabin and then it ends. That's hilarious. Yeah. It's like a 5-minute skit.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
It's on the TV for it. But
oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of acting notes because everybody, they were all pretty good. They were funny.
Yeah, they were funny.
I would like to see, I'm interested in seeing his wife in the new movie that's coming out because that does look like it would be a more serious role for her. I've only seen her naturally in Eli Roth movies like Knock Knock and The Green Inferno, where she...
Is Knock Knock the one where she, is like...
Where she and her friend knock on some guy's door, Keanu Reeves's door.
That's right, because I kept seeing a thing about like a sex scene with Keanu Reeves. I'm like, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
a gentleman.
That's a really interesting movie because these two girls like seduce him into a threesome and then blackmail him and destroy his house and
destroy his house. Now.
Oh no!
By no means a good movie, but it's peak Keanu Reeves. And so Eli Roth's wife always plays kind of these vapid sorority girl types, I want to say, because I've only seen her in that and The Green Inferno.
Same. The Green Inferno, she was just like a student.
Yeah, and then this, she's a party girl. So I'm interested to see her not in that kind of role because she's good at what she plays, but I don't know if that's all she can play because that's just who she is.
Which movie do you mean? Is it The House of the Clock?
Yeah.
Movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it's completed.
Yeah, it's coming out in September.
So nice.
Probably catch it on a Redbox when it comes out.
Catch it on the Redbox. Is Knock Knock on Netflix?
It is on Hulu.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm going to try to watch that then if it's on Hulu.
It's very ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous?
It's entertaining. It's entertaining. It's just...
Is it supposed to be scary?
No. I mean, it depends on who you are, but...
It's a drama, so...
Yeah.
That means that everyone thinks it's a horror movie, probably, because everyone's an idiot. Her name is Genesis in the movie. That's kind of cool.
Genesis. Yeah, those were really the only notes on acting I had.
Okay. What are my notes on acting? I just talked about their clothes, which isn't really acting at all. I was making fun of that one dude's t-shirt, the beard guy. And I said, wait, the one dude has a totally metal shirt with a skeleton arm. Yeah, Pollo doing the rock on gesture.
Yeah, I didn't like Pollo.
Which is like Pollo shops at the clearance rack at Hot Topic, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's definitely where that t-shirt, all of his shirts are from. You didn't like Pollo? I did.
He was very annoying and douchey.
I liked him. I thought the other guy was annoying. The one who was like whining about his like girl texting him mean stuff.
Yeah. They were all annoying except for Eli Roth. He was just kind of there.
Yeah. Gringo.
So moving on to story, I guess. Eli Roth telling his daughter, I'll be home in 2 days. Bitch, you want to bet?
Hey, spoiler alert, he's fucking dies.
You never tell anyone when you'll be back because that guarantees your death. That includes real life. So next time you leave on vacation, just don't tell your family and don't tell them when you'll be back.
Yeah, don't say be right back because you won't be. That's like a rule.
That's
horror movie rule. That's a rule. That's rule number 3. So it's like a real life rule.
Yeah.
yeah, don't say I'll be right back. Just say goodbye. And then your family will get really upset. Like, oh my God, you're never coming
just
back.
Just let them assume you're going to die.
So then when you come back, they'll be like extra surprised and not disappointed.
Yeah, and they'll be super happy to see you.
Like, oh, I thought you died. When was glad you're back.
When was the last time your family was actually happy to see you?
I don't know. I can't think of a time. So there you go.
Exactly.
Are you my first note for story and plot? Because it's funny.
Jesus Christ. Look, a lot at of one people. Point... Jesus Christ, what just happened to you?
What the fuck? Who parties at 4:30 a.m.? That's like insane.
People rolling on ecstasy.
Jesus.
And like speed.
It was like 4:59 or some shit. Maybe it was 4:30. I don't know, but I was like, oh my God.
Jacqueline, you're only 25. You're too young to be criticizing this. speaking of 25, when this episode comes out next week, I'm going to be 25.
When's your birthday?
June 2nd.
June 2nd?
Yeah.
Plans on that day. Oh, that's a Saturday. I work noon to 5.
Awesome.
Sam's birthday. Maybe I'll send you a potato in the mail.
I would love a potato in the mail.
You want that? I can do that. They do that.
Yes, please just send me a potato in the mail.
And it'll say, happy birthday, Sam.
Yes, I want that.
I'll make it happen. Anyway. Oh my God, that guy is texting and driving. What guy?
Probably any of the guys, because they all text and drive.
I like don't remember what the fuck.
What the fuck you're saying?
What the fuck I was saying? I said, oh, he made a baby. Oh shit, she said daddy. All of his movies were kind of
sick. I didn't get why she was just yelling daddy into the crowd, because...
Probably because Eli was like, you know, it would be super hot if you said daddy a bunch of times in the movie. And she's like, okay.
No, it wasn't like any of the hot girls. It was the like ugly plain girl who was yelling it.
The ugly plain girl.
But as it was established like 10 minutes later in the movie, their daddy's not there. Just the other sister has to call him on the phone.
Yeah.
Why is she just like, yelling at daddy?
Let's see what daddy has to say about this.
All his movies are kind of the same. Stupid Americans traveling around and falling into terrible traps because they're not educated.
That's pretty much how The Green Inferno is like literally supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's like activists who are like, don't know what the fuck they're doing.
It's a bunch of first world privileged activists.
Pretty much. And they're just like doing stuff just to do it, to say they did it.
Yeah. You can tell because they're like, you got to film this on your phone and post it on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the partying aspect takes forever, and I've been watching this for 30 minutes and nothing has happened yet, not even an earthquake.
Yeah, it did take a really long time to actually...
32 minutes for the earthquake to happen. Holy shit.
And this movie is only 90 minutes, so that's a quarter.
I know.
That's a third of your movie. Although, I really liked how the first part of this movie looked, because... It looked really pretty. It looked like an Instagram picture, which I think
it did.
I think that was the point, because it's such a stark contrast to what the last bit of the movie looks like, which is dark and bloody and gringy. Like, if you knew nothing about this movie and you just saw the first 30 minutes, you think you were in for just a fun party romantic comedy ride.
Right.
Starring Eli Roth.
Starring Eli Roth, yeah. Sorry.
Did you die?
No, I'm just on Facebook. Anyway,
I'm
sorry. Well, sometimes you like are like, oh, on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter doing real horror show stuff.
I'm on my personal Facebook, so. I said the kills aren't bad. They're pretty creative. But usually when it's Eli Roth, it's all practical effects. So it's pretty good most of the time. It was very realistic too, no over the top blood or anything like that, so that was cool.
Yeah,
that.
So
then I said, "Jesus, tsunami!"
So when the earthquake finally hits, David brought this up too. Chile is prone to earthquakes.
Yeah.
So that building was really poorly constructed for a country prone to getting earthquakes.
Yes, you're right, because I really thought about all that too. I was like, you know what? They are really prone to earthquakes, and since they are so close to the coast, mm-hmm. they should be prepared for like the tsunami stuff too, because yeah. that usually follows an earthquake. But then they were like, oh, well, we have a warning for a tsunami every 10 years and it never happens. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? So, yeah, their stuff, their infrastructure should be totally backed up for, mm-hmm. like, that kind of a thing. And then, like, also when it happens,
everybody panics.
Everybody is freaking out.
Even the natives who should be like, don't panic.
Yeah, they have like a shelter to go to, but everyone's like fucking freaking out in the streets. Then they're also like stealing stuff, robbing people. And then, like you said, for the club, the prison fell down and all the prisoners wearing plain clothes escaped. And the only people that escaped seemed to be a group of rapists. So I was like, what the fuck is happening?
And
like, this is so ridiculous.
And when I was doing my research to write the little bit explaining what the movie, synopsisizing it, one note it said was that Eli and Lopez were inspired to write the story based on, you know, just how after natural disasters, society kind of collapses in that particular area. But since Chile is so prone to earthquakes, and I get that this is supposed to be an 8.8 on a 10-point scale. Yeah. So it's pretty strong, but at the same time, they get earthquakes so frequently that they shouldn't completely fall apart into anarchy like that.
Yeah, that was like really, really a lot of chaos. Yeah. And I couldn't make sense of it. So I was like, what the fuck is this shit? So, and then all like the killings and all the murders. And I'm just like, what? Yeah. People aren't going to do this shit. They're too freaked out.
They're too busy looking for their loved ones and making sure.
Right.
So I think if you wanted to do that, you could still have it be inspired by the Chilean earthquake, of course. But I would set it like someplace that doesn't get earthquakes that frequently, like maybe New York City.
Yeah, so it's more believable.
Yeah, more believable that someone – that it would just collapse like that.
Right, exactly. But I think he just wants to take it to like the most extreme.
Right. Like that tunnel filled with the boarded fetuses.
I know. Yeah, that was weird, too. It's like all this – like the – this is all like random ass shit. And then like the detail about how the one sister had like an abortion, so she's sensitive. And I'm like, that doesn't even matter. Like you could have totally left that shit out. Yeah. It would still be the same. Like it doesn't matter because her backstory doesn't matter because that's not what this is about at all.
Mm-hmm.
They all just fucking die.
And that's just a general complaint I have with disaster movies in general is – because people come to see the movie for the disaster aspect of it, yet writers still take the time to develop relationships with these characters so your movie has some emotional weight. However, even if you just pick random characters to like focus on throughout the movie, seeing them struggle, that would have the same effect. I don't know if any of that made sense, but.
Oh, it does.
Like, the only time I've seen emotional weight done well in a disaster movie was the True Story. It had Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was because it was based on a true, not white, family.
What the fuck is that movie called? Jesus fucking Christ. That movie is insane. I want to say
it's called Tsunami, but I don't think it's Tsunami.
It's definitely not called Tsunami. It's called something, like, really weird.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, there are issues with that movie because the real life family is Hispanic, I believe, and they're played by some of the whitest actors in the world. I like to think that.
The Impossible.
Yeah, The Impossible.
Oh, shit. That was insane.
That was a really done, well done.
That was like the best disaster movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it does the emotional weight well because they are a family and you're following them, and they don't wait to do the disaster like halfway through the movie.
Yeah, it literally happens like off the bat. And I was like, oh shit, okay. And then the whole movie, you're just like, it's a heart wrenching emotional roller coaster of like, oh my God, what would I do in this situation? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. It's like, would I be able to survive like these people? But like, it's a movie, but based on a true story. Yeah. It's fucking insane.
I mean, based on a true story, they did whitewash the family, but you know, no big deal.
It was great. Oh yeah, it is Ewan McGregor.
I'm sure the reason they did it was because Selma Hayek and Antonio Banderas didn't want to do another movie together.
They're like, I'm sick of you.
Like, don't you?
Yeah, because they're in Thailand. Chaotic aftermath of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami.
Yeah, but the real family was a Hispanic family that was on vacation.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just like to think maybe Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek were originally.
Yeah, they could have did it.
But every time there's Hispanic leads in a movie, it's Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek.
Antonio Banderas.
So they're probably tired of working.
Probably
together.
Tired of it. And they're like, why don't you call Ewan and Naomi? Because they're British.
Okay. British, Spanish.
American, whatever they are. I don't know.
It's all the same.
I really don't know anymore. I'm so confused.
There's only one race, and it's the human race.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what color they are. As long as they portray fear well, anyone can identify with that shit.
We all bleed the same color.
Shut up.
Except the fucking purple people. Fuck purple people.
Do they bleed purple?
They bleed yellow. It's really weird.
Oh. Well, anyway. Tsunami. I said, Jesus, so much chaos. This makes me nervous. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be nervous when I'm watching a fucking movie that's like... It's like the earthquake is over now. Everyone needs to calm the fuck down. They're just going to make shit worse for themselves by freaking out and stealing shit. Like, why are they... I saw, like, at one point in the movie, someone stole, like, another person's, like, TV. And I was like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Is not riots. This is an actual disaster.
What's he going to do with the TV when there's no power?
Yeah, I was like, there's no power. You're going to plug it in and watch the TV now? Like, no. I said, prisoners escaped. Haha, that's so dumb. Because you don't know the prisoners until they're like, oh, the prison like broke and all the prisoners broke free. But then I was like, why aren't they wearing like their prison jumpsuits?
Yeah. So what the fuck was up with prisoners being the only people with tattoos?
I said that too. Didn't I say that somewhere? I said, so if you have tattoos, you're automatically a prisoner who escaped?
Yeah.
Or in a rape gang?
You know what really didn't make sense about that was the fireman. Yeah. Fireman.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense because he seemed to know how to do that.
Yeah.
But then he was like, okay, I'm a psycho killer. Like, I'm like, okay. Awesome.
He was being so helpful, so nice, and then all of a sudden he takes off his jacket and becomes a mindless rapist zombie?
Dude, I know. Did you notice that too? I was like, once he took his jacket off, his eyes changed and he's like, there's no one inside. I'm going to kill you now. I don't think he raped her. I think he just killed her.
So had the other criminals put on like jackets, would they have no longer been criminals because their tattoos aren't visible?
Like it's when they see their tattoos, they remind themselves that they're bad. They're like, oh shit, yeah. Okay. I forgot that was there. Like, let me get into the zone.
Like,
I was like, what the fuck, Eli? And I said, dude, there's gonna be a tsunami. Watch it happen. Just watch it. Yep, it happened. LOL.
That tsunami took its sweet ass time getting there.
It did. She could, if she didn't faint, she could have survived.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? She could have taken shelter,
possibly, but I don't think so.
But she was running away from the rapist because there was only, clearly the prison only held six people because it was only like a group of six men that were bad. And I was like, why are they chasing this group? Like, what is the purpose of them
chasing? Chile is famous for its six-person prisons.
Six-person prisons. And then they like don't have to wear uniform. They just wear like their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Street clothes.
Yeah, they don't want to make them feel different. They don't want them to feel ostracized from society.
That was just like a dumb thing that didn't have to happen.
Yeah.
The prison.
See? Scene.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this. Instead of prisoners chasing them, since they went to a cemetery earlier, they should have just went all out with this fucking movie and made zombies.
Zombies. Yeah. Exactly. Like, that would have been cool.
Like, I get it. Eli's trying to go with... I keep blaming Eli for this, even though he didn't direct
it. Eli dies. It's not even his though fault. He gets tortured.
He didn't direct it. He just wrote some of it.
Yeah.
I get they wanted to go for like a realistic horror aspect to this because it's true. Being stuck in a natural disaster like that, especially if you're in a foreign country, is probably the scariest thing a person will ever go through.
It's a real horror show.
Some of the elements of the story were really not good. Like,
not great.
Just the prison. Why would the prisoners just hone in on them just because they had pretty ladies with them? Aren't there other?
I know.
Aren't there other pretty ladies?
I think I thought that. I was like, why? I said, why are they now being chased by criminals? And I feel like in my head, I was like, are they the only people to chase after? Like, where'd the other people go? Like, there's people everywhere. Like, why don't you chase after somebody else? But, like, why do you need to chase after somebody because you're a prisoner? Like, don't you want to... What the fuck? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know how the prison broke, like, got destroyed by the earthquake. Like, that should be the strongest structure in the city.
Absolutely.
Like, the club, okay, I can kind of understand. But, like, the prison, I don't know about that.
So. Prisons, at least in the U.S., are made of, like, cement, so...
Fucking cement, steel, whatever. I can, like, Google what prisons are made from.
Good. The people demand answers.
What are prisons?
Love. So, while she's looking that up, I watched this movie with my boyfriend, and he's not a huge fan of horror movies, although he does enjoy Eli Roth. Horror movies, I'll just go through some of the comments he made about this movie. I can never tell if the things Eli Roth do are supposed to be indie or not. What the fuck? Upon seeing Selena Gomez, followed by...
Yeah, that was
followed
weird.
By Selena Gomez is such a bitch. Don't put that down.
I know, she's so mean. She, like, totally, like, denies. Well, she also looks like she's 14, so I'm like, why are you in the
right?
club?
And then, I think the best way to make a horror movie is to foreshadow all these things that never happen. Because when they first get on the lift thing, they foreshadow something's going to happen with the cables. So he just said, what if they just, like, foreshadow all these ominous things and then
all these
nothing ever happens?
They don't happen. But by doing that, that's the way that you know that the next time they get on the lift thingy and after the earthquake, I'm like, obviously it's not going to work and it's going to break and everybody on it's going to die. So
yeah,
that's their problem. Yeah. Why would you do that? That can't be the only way to get up the hill.
You're right. Jesus. There has to be stairs. Like this,
yeah,
this
come on
existed
now.
Before fucking electricity Christ. Existed.
And they're like, it's the only lift, but it's like breaking down, but we're not going to like fix it. So if you die, oh well.
Oh well. You signed a waiver.
Find a waiver to go on the thing. All right, let's talk about production.
I already said it, but I really like the way the beginning 35 minutes were shot. I thought they were very vibrant and beautiful and make me want to go to Chile.
Chile, yes. But what if there's an earthquake? Now we can't go because we're too scared.
Fuck.
It's like Jaws.
Well,
can't go in the water because
can't go to Chile because the ground might rumble a little bit.
And there might be a tsunami.
A
and
gang of rapists.
Prisoners might
from their
rape
famous
us,
six-person
so.
Prisons.
Just look out for tattooed people.
This movie's got me on edge about all people with tattoos now.
I know, you look out.
Because clearly up. Only criminals are tatted up.
Only criminals are tatted up. So, sorry, but surprise, guys. I'm a criminal.
Yeah, I was
broke out of prison.
I was about to say, you have some tattoos.
I do have some of those things.
Like a psycho right across your forehead.
Is it psycho across my
I
forehead?
I think so.
I think it is, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not looking in a mirror right now, so I can't know.
I mean, if I looked like you, I wouldn't look in a mirror either. Oh!
That was actually really funny. Because it's like, shit, you're right. Because every time I look in a mirror, I scare myself. And I'm like, oh.
Like, you just can't look in a mirror because you'll start getting ideas for new facial tattoos. And
exactly. You're fucking right.
Someday you're
anyway.
Just going to be, you're going to turn into the next human lizard.
Yeah. What I did like was in the beginning, they used that scary siren. And I was like, oh, shit, no. And then I was like on edge the rest of the movie. So I was like in the middle of, I was like amidst a panic attack the whole time watching that film. I was like, oh shit.
Like, for real though, is there a sound scarier than the tornado siren?
There's no way. It's like tornado. It's like a tornado siren or like a emergency alert siren. Also like an air raid siren. So I'm like, gee, it's all the same noise.
Because I grew up in Michigan and my where I was from was in like the very like edge of Tornado Alley. So in the summer we'd get a lot of like tornado warnings and they would test them once a month and, you know, it would be bright and sunny.
Oh,
so, you know,
that's
obviously no tornado. But then, like, if it was thunderstorming and then you hear that, it was very scary.
You're like, I'm going to die right now.
No, dude, like, be for real, though, my mom and I lived in a second-story apartment, and there was a really bad thunderstorm one year. And we didn't have a basement in our apartment complex, so the siren came on. My mom told me to go downstairs to the laundry room. And I did. I took, like, my favorite stuffed animal and my blanket. And she had a heart condition. She was a two... Before she died, by the time she died, she was a two-time heart transplant patient. This was before her second transplant. So she had to stay upstairs and try and get all her medicine because that's shit she actually needs. And she was taking too long. And I tried to get back into the... I, being a rebellious child concerned about my mommy, I run back up.
Yeah,
I went back upstairs and I couldn't get the door open because of the suction. Ouch. And then I get it open and I call out to her and she's like coming as fast as she can. But there was a treetop tornado that came down right outside of our apartment. And that's why I couldn't get the door open. And across the street was a house with a big like oak tree, maybe a 50-year-old oak tree that just got ripped out of the ground when that came through.
A treetop tornado.
Yeah, it's a tornado that comes down but doesn't reach the ground all the way.
This tornado remained around treetop level?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound skeptical.
Well, it's not an actual term for a tornado. We just call that a funnel cloud.
Okay. Well.
But that's okay. It's like the same thing.
I mean, probably it just is the same terminology thing. Differences.
You don't call it a tornado unless it touches the ground. When it touches the ground and makes contact with something on the ground, that's when you can call it a tornado. Otherwise, it's still a funnel cloud, but it's still dangerous and windy and makes all the suction and stuff. It's still all the same things happen, except once it touches the ground, it starts to like bust all your stuff up.
Yeah.
Like your house.
So anyway, once the sky is kind of cleared, my dad came and picked us up and we went over to my grandparents' house.
Nice.
Who had a basement.
Basements are important.
So that's
absolutely.
And then another story with a tornado drill. We were in school. This was fourth grade. And a tornado touched down in the neighboring town. So we were... Fuck.
Oh,
so we all had to like
freaking out.
Go into the bathroom because that's what you did in elementary school. When there's a tornado, you went to the bathroom. And we were in the new section of the elementary school and the sinks were like the new high-fangled automatic sinks.
Did they all explode?
No, just kids kept like fucking around with them. And me being who I am, even at 9 years old, said, would you stop messing with the sinks? Do you want to die messing with the sinks?
Oh my God, do you want to die messing with the sinks? That should fucking explode and kill a child.
But yeah. Those were my two big memories with actual tornadoes. And for some reason, I wouldn't hate moving back to Michigan.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad just to get your PhD, yo.
Yeah, yo diggity.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Also, back to the movie. I thought the opening probably needed a seizure warning.
Yes.
Definitely.
Perhaps a little bit.
Because I was like, wow, this is very, excuse me.
Very epileptic. Dick seizure, like
very bright.
Don't want bright and flashy. But I don't have epilepsy, so I don't got to worry about that.
You don't. Neither do I. But someone with epilepsy probably does need to worry about that. So,
that's
trigger
true.
Warning to our huge warning. Epilepsy fan base.
If you have epilepsy, then just watch out and fast forward the beginning.
Watch your
I guess.
Back.
Back, you guys. All right, let's talk about the great effects. Thank you for being practical and using the correct amount of blood. Okay. It's my thank you to Eli. The opening needs a seizure warning. Okay, cool. Well, we can talk about the realistic aspects that I wrote down for this movie.
Yeah, do it, broski. Like
earthquakes.
Whoa. No, sorry, nothing to do with earthquakes. Yeah, earthquakes are scary. Nicki Minaj confirms relationship with Eminem in Instagram post.
What the fuck? Eminem is like 55.
He's like in his 40s. Don't.
He's old.
But Nicki Minaj and Eminem? What?
That's so weird.
Fucking weird.
I thought Eminem was just going to be a martyr forever. Just like have no woman. He's married to his work.
Can't wait till, you know, he writes a song about, like,
writes a song with her.
I was going to say they killing her. They break up and he writes a song about killing her.
About killing her.
Like he did with That's Kim. Cool. I really like that song. Sorry, not sorry.
What song is it called?
It's a Kim, I think. Yeah.
It's called Kim.
And it's just about him, like, killing his girlfriend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm a huge Eminem fan, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, next up is tsunamis. It's even scarier than an earthquake because it's like an earthquake.
Yeah, tsunamis fuck shit up.
That fucks everything up and makes everything really
like, does
wet.
Does Japan dirty. Even exist anymore?
Wow.
After
I don't know. Does it? No, it haven't been.
It does exist, but they had a very bad tsunami a few years ago. That.
They're probably still clear.
They are, and there's still one city that you can't really enter because it's Fukushima. The power plant that had a meltdown during the tsunami. You can't go near
what?
That.
That's terrifying.
It's like Chernobyl. You can't go near it because of the radiation.
Right. Someone needs to make a movie about that shit since it just happened. That sounds way scarier.
Because, you know, making movies about quote-unquote scary things in Japan always go so well.
Right. What else do I got? Being in the middle of a natural disaster while you are abroad.
Yep. That's scary, especially if you travel to more tropical countries that are prone to very hazardous weather and you're like, everybody else knows what to do, but you don't know what to do, so you're just an idiot running around in the middle of the street.
You're right. In the middle of the street. Like,
What do?
The other scary things are being burned alive. Eli.
Yeah. R.I.P. Eli.
R.I.P. Eli. And being the sole survivor, but dying anyway.
I would prefer dying with everyone else than being the sole survivor. TBH.
Same. Like, IRL,
can you
I would
imagine
want that
the fucking trauma she would have if she lived through that? Like, she didn't just go through a normal disastrous earthquake where people had their shit together, like a country like Chile presumably
dead.
Would, since they have so many frequent earthquakes.
Right.
She like saw her sister get murdered. She saw everyone else get murdered. I don't remember if she witnessed the rape happen, but she was pretty fucked. She'd be pretty fucked up. So, oh, and she saw the aborted fetuses.
Oh yeah, that's gross. And then she got all traumatized because, like, she aborted a fetus.
Yeah.
So,
hashtag pro-choice. Hashtag pro-abortion. Just abort all of them.
Hashtag real horror show is pro-choice always.
Brief,
whatever you want.
Brief
is fine.
Vegan drama update. She made all her accounts private because she no longer wants to be on social media.
Oh my god, that's because everyone keeps.
It's because Vegan Cheetah,
like you.
The guy she's dating, he probably he accidentally on purpose a few weeks ago, released Instagram stories of them high as fuck on heroin and or methamphetamines. And ever since then, people have taken up calling her the meth witch because she got him hooked on heroin again. And so she made all her
Wow.
And she made all her social media private. Because one of those videos was pretty fucking disturbing. And she was just lying on her back in the bed eating ice cream. And her eyes are rolling in the back of her head because she's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, really? You gotta show me these videos, man. I miss like watching them with you in school. I'll see if I can find the
Instagram videos. They're pretty disturbing.
Yeah, I would like to see
what else did she do recently. Oh, apparently she's in school to be a nurse, but I'd like to see that happen if she's getting so super fucked up on heroin every night.
Everybody goes to school to be a nurse.
A lot of people do, but only certain people should be nurses.
That's right. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Radford University, where I went to undergrad, has a very, 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 very competitive nursing program.
That's fabulous, because it should be competitive, because everyone just does. I feel like nursing is a cop out
for a lot of people. It is, like, because, you know, it shouldn't. I don't know.
Just go to the military if you wanted.
People think it's going to be easier than it actually is. But nurses actually do a lot more than doctors IRL. And
for real.
No, Radford's program is super competitive. A lot of people.
That's awesome.
A lot of people have to repeat years because they failed one class.
Yeah.
Because, but that's how it should be. Because what do you want? Like a doctor that got like a D, but they still let them through because whatever.
And I can't remember what the. Like, you start, you don't really start in the nursing program. You have to apply to be in it after your sophomore year, I think. So, But you need a minimum GPA even to get into nursing school when you're already in college. No, if you have a nurse from Radford University, you're in good hands.
That's good.
Radford University.
Yeah. Nurse. I wish Radford would get their shit together and put together an English PhD program.
Dude, yeah, that'd be so cool.
Go back there.
I wish that there wasn't, like, one school in the city I live in that offers an English PhD.
Well, you know, that's what you get for living in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
I live near the city now, but, like, Pittsburgh has, like, 20,000 colleges in it, so it's just
the grad program. Yeah, it's hard.
More of those.
Like, none of the colleges near me offer English PhDs, not even Virginia Tech. Which is why I need to look elsewhere.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, you got the end notes pulled up?
I do. All right. Wait, before we do this, I remember last time I like forgot to bring this up. What is our next movie?
Let me pull up Netflix. Well, so our next written reviews are still going to be Hangman, which I'll get to this weekend finally.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot
and
about that, too.
You are going to review Heartless, a new movie.
Review Heartless.
And if you like it, we might interview the director. Because that's an option.
Okay, cool. Watch Heartless and written review.
Okay, got it on my schedule for next week, buddy.
I'm working on it.
Now what are we watching?
Look, Netflix makes it very hard to get the alphanumeric order.
Alphabetical.
All right, so we just watched we're watching Aliens, Zone of Silence. I assume it has something to do with Aliens.
But does it, though? Oh, no.
What if it doesn't? Then I'm going to be real disappointed. Propaganda about illegal immigrants.
Aliens.
Wait, Aliens?
No, it's not part of the Alien franchise. It's okay, just an Alien movie.
The fuck?
Zone
what is it called again? Aliens. Zone of Silence.
Which we all know how Sam feels about alien movies by now.
they freak me out.
Why do you hate them or love them?
How bad they are, just the concept of aliens and extraterrestrial life freaks me the fuck out. I don't like it.
It's very scary. I know, me either. I don't like to think about it for too long.
Because I live by myself
too,
in the middle of nowhere, so I'm like prime real estate for an alien abduction. In fact, I'm looking at an alien probing a little boy right now across from me. I know.
Wow. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, anal.
You know, probing entails.
It involves anal.
You don't know? I'll tell you. You're like, what?
I'll post
what?
A picture to Twitter
yeah,
when I release this episode of the little boy getting probed by an alien. It's pretty fucked up.
People love that shit.
I mean, I see it every week when we record. Awesome. I should do something about it.
You probably should. You're just as bad as those people from that TV show you watch. What would you do?
Oh shit! Speaking because of not doing anything, I watched the second season of 13 Reasons Why.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a second season?
Yeah, that's because
I never watched any of it.
Yeah,
so
that's because I told you.
All
it was
I know
meh.
Is the girl is like already dead.
The season is a little better because it kind of demystifies and deromanticizes her suicide. But there is one scene in particular that I don't think they needed to be as graphic with as they were to get their point across. No, they already showed that. That's another
her
one they didn't have
scene?
To be as graphic with. There's a scene in the last episode where a couple of guys assault another guy in the bathroom. They bash his head into a mirror, bash it onto a sink, give him a swirly, and then sodomize him with a broom, and you actually see the sodomy. And and you see the blood on the
broom
handle when they pull it out.
The fuck?
Now, if I was directing this, and this is because I'm tasteful, I wouldn't eliminate the sodomy.
Okay.
I would show them grabbing the broom, and then I would cut away to outside in the hallway, and you just hear the kid like screaming and crying. And then later, when he's in the bathroom, because they just show him limping, and then also like when he's
limping.
In the bathroom, I would keep the scene where he like is in the bathroom and he checks his butthole and it's still bleeding. Checks his anus.
Checks his butthole.
Checks his anus. Checks his anus.
I'm not tasteful, so here's how I would do it. Just kidding. Wait, who has a broom though? Like, hey, let me just grab this broom because this
bathroom
is fucking laying around everywhere
in
a school. What? It's bullshit. There's like 10 brooms at Pier 1 though, so
it
could happen at Pier 1,
but
not.
Or are they super like special rustic brooms that cost $99? Okay.
They're the brooms we clean up with. There's only like 3 of them,
dude.
But they're all fucked up because they won't send us anymore.
Yeah.
So like, you know how when you use the broom too much and the bristles get like super bent at the bottom, so it's like I don't know what the, like it doesn't even
clean
stuff anymore.
I went in there over Christmas and like that store's so overpriced, yo.
I know everything's really expensive.
Like,
I can't afford like the clearance items.
One of the things David and I looked at was literally framed chicken wire with some bobby with some clothespins on it, and it cost $90. Do you know how much that would cost us to make?
Damn.
Yeah. Like millennials.
$10.
Millennials. The next thing we need to the next thing we need to take out of business is Pier 1.
DIY. Exactly. Or any home store.
Not any home store. I like Hobby Lobby.
I like Hobby Lobby too,
but
they don't like
their
gaze.
Their stuff's really cute.
So fuck Hobby Lobby.
Just remember to shake your fist up at the air after you buy something from them. Just shake it very hard. The same way you do when you eat Chick-fil-A.
Can you get them?
So
yeah,
it's Hobby Lobby.
Fuck Chick-fil-A because they're closed on Sundays.
I'm guessing you're not recording.
No, I'm not.
Oh, shit.
Hobby Lobby is closed on Sunday. But Yeah, you can still go there, but like every aisle has Jesus stuff in it. So if you want wall art more with only that. Jesus quotes, go to Hobby Lobby. They have more than that because like most of my wedding decor is from Hobby Lobby, unfortunately, because they have like 20,000 chalkboard things.
I like their cross stitch
and frames and picture frames, a lot of those. They actually have a shit ton of everything. It's almost like Michael's is also in there too.
Yeah, so I would rather go to Hobby Lobby than Michael's. I can look past all the Jesus stuff, but
yeah, right. It's like everything. Really is love their cross stitch patterns Lobby, though,
because
cool.
The colors come pre sorted and they're actually labeled in the thing. So, I'm going to try.
Are you still making me a cross stitch?
Okay.
You said it was a wedding present, Sam, but like the time's come.
I'm either going to make you that cross stitch or I'll look at your registry and buy something that would make killing Luke very easy. So either a pillow or a knife set.
Okay, cool.
So there you go.
Yeah, there is a knife set.
I'll buy you
there,
something
so
that you could
cool.
possibly murder your husband with later on.
Fabulous. A pillow.
And why are they
I
on your
have
wedding registry?
Like 20 pillows in my apartment, dude.
Okay.
Those are like bed pillows. Because they're like, well, the bed pillows that we have are like the bed pillows that we've slept on for like ever. And the pillows that are on my couch and stuff are like from Pier One, and like those are just like throw pillows.
Okay, well,
there
those
are
what I'm going
to
get
registry,
you
though, just like,
Luke
with. For the bed. It's like a bed set. All right, then. That's fine. Thank you very much.
All right, do
that's
it.
Great. Excuse me. All right, I'll do the outro now if you want. If you want. Okay. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie in Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie.
We learned that if you want to shop at Hobby Lobby, you just need to shake your fist vigorously at the sky afterwards. Or both.
We also learned that if you have a tattoo, you're definitely a criminal or a rapist or both. Yeah. But if you look at your tattoo and like change your clothes, then you become
if you have tattoos, just don't look at them and you won't become like a serial killer. Kill you.
A bad person. Yeah. Psycho killer. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our interviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans, not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers on the internet? Leave us a comment, let us know, or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry.
I've decided our outro music is going to be that song.
What the fuck are you doing? 1920 London. Fuck you. That's great though. Just make that our outro music from now on. We post our interviews. So we're gonna be posting our interviews pretty soon because me and Sam have two coming up and we like have to do it because it's like four people to read about their stuff. So that's pretty cool. And I don't want to disappoint them, but
don't
I hope they
mean.
Know that
nobody
I'm not very
will
nice.
Ever request
and if
request
it sucks,
for
I'm
gonna
be
to...
mean.
Don't
so there. I have to
I'm not saying
I can't just be an ass kiss and be like, oh, this is
fair.
So
this
shit,
isn't like
but it's so good.
Fear where I am tempted to just call out the writer, where I'm just tempted bullshit. To call out the director on Twitter.
Cabin Fear. Listen, that whole review is hilarious because everything you describe is really funny because
a married couple
none of it
having
is realistic
sex with the door
like,
wide open and the friend coming up to scare the girl riding her boyfriend. Yeah. What the
and then he like ejaculates at her face or some
me.
Shit.
Fucking
like that's
me.
Not
I'm gonna be
real.
Mad the rest of the day.
Sorry.
Fuck you, you brought it up. Anyway, we love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. We haven't really done that yet, but we will eventually.
And this is why we need to be nice to the directors who reach out to review their films.
We'll focus on that a little bit more.
Well, I'm saying because they'll have a following and they'll retweet our share our stuff and make us famous. If only Alphonse could see us now. I should send him an email and update him how we're doing. I'll be like, we're having directors like reach out to us now.
Alphonse, damn him.
Yeah, fuck, we never got like reaching out to us, Alphonse,
but like I'm still waiting on my final grade. Nah, dude, I'm so curious. I'm gonna take it to my grave.
You know how much time I spent on that stupid fucking video for his class?
What I got?
That video was banned in Germany because I used copyrighted material and he didn't give me feedback on it.
Bullshit.
And he's
what an asshole.
And he said he was gonna grade us harsher because we actually
he's probably still looking for his lost laptop in Scotland.
Yet he gave us the same feedback he gave every other student.
He didn't even do it.
I think I remember us comparing the feedback he gave us, and it's word for word. He just copied and pasted it.
So we're just like, we did do that because everybody was in like an uproar over it. So anyway,
yeah,
I hope not. Yeah, he's really unreliable.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something.
We're going to get back on a regular schedule.
Any other pertinent news? No.
Yes.
So that means next week I absolutely have to watch Aliens, Zone of Silence.
I don't know, just from what I've looked at, I was like double featured. It's an Edgar Allan Poe inspired movie. So
Tuesday,
I mentioned to the publicist that you want to be an Edgar Allan Poe scholar, so that's why I'm pushing it off to you. So hopefully they know you might be a little harsh for that reason.
Damn. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, so every every little bit of Edgar Allan Poe lore in that movie better be fucking spot on, or I'm gonna be pissed.
The Scream TV series because they misspelled Edgar Allan Poe on the.
What was I mad about? Yeah. Oh my god, they did. How can you be so stupid as to like take a classic author's name and misspell it on your like live broadcast of a network TV show? It just makes the people who like produced it look like fucking idiots. They might as well have put the E backwards, like a 4-year old. You know what I mean? I'm just like, because me looking at it like that, it's the same thing. So I'm like, wow, great. Might as well just like drawn a scribble mark to like write whatever. Anyway,
you just look at it.
Yeah, I'm still pissed about that. I took a picture of that shit. Still on my phone. I'll have to share it to the Twitter and be like, fucking prove. I'm gonna prove it, bitches. I bet nobody caught that but me. But anyway. You know what else kills me is when you watch Netflix with the subtitles on and someone says Edgar Allan Poe, the subtitles spell Allen with an E. And that also really bothers me a lot.
Obviously.
So whoever did the subtitles clearly doesn't read classic poetry.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of that video I just shared on Facebook recently about how, like, Americans don't read books.
Look, I only read Dr. Seuss.
So.
Well, anyway, we should wrap this up.
Horse.
Bye.
We should wrap it up. Thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening. Later.